to speak on a sermon, a Samaritan woman's testimony, a call to mission.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Really nice to see everyone here. Thank you, choir. It was really a blessing for me personally just to listen to you singing praises to God. In the Gospels, you can find many stories of a personal encounter between Jesus and many people. Jesus heals the leper. Jesus raises Lazarus. He also calls the 12 disciples individually. He carries out an argument with a Jewish lawyer. And he confronts Peter about how he will deny Jesus 3 times. And after Jesus resurrects from the dead, he makes this wonderful meal for his disciples by the shore and heals Peter of his wounds for denying him. If you ask me what missions is, I would answer and say that it is a combined effort of the church and the missionaries to reach a particular region that is outside of the immediate and familiar zone. And in other words, bringing people to this church is not necessarily missions. We call that evangelism. And evangelism is the first step to becoming a very missional church. If we can't share the gospel across the street from us, how can we share the gospel across the globe? I think it's logical. Planting a church in Idaho, for example, that's not missions. It's just church planting in your familiar culture. We may not know exactly how people in Idaho live. Maybe they live on potatoes, and maybe their diet is different. I have no idea. But it would be a lot easier to adjust the lifestyle in Idaho than in Africa. What will qualify a mission is when you uproot your whole family and lifestyle to go to an unfamiliar area and start living like one of them, become like one of them. Most of you, I assume, came to U.S. to immigrate and to search for a better life and education and future for your whole family and your children. But maybe God had other plans in mind. Maybe he wanted to make a missionary out of you. Perhaps some of you are actually missionaries here in the U.S. from Taiwan. How about that? And I pray that this church will become a model for all of TPC churches in becoming a very passionate missional church. And how can we do that? How can we become more mission-oriented, more evangelizing church? by sharing your personal testimony like the way the Samaritan woman did. When she went back to her town to tell them about what Jesus did. I want you to take away two things from today's sermon regarding missions. First, is sharing your personal testimony. Just like I mentioned right now, sharing your personal testimony. What is your... Tell them who you are as a Christian. What did Paul say? I am not ashamed of the gospel. That is the power of salvation. How did God make a difference in your life? Why do you come here every Sunday and hear the word of God? Did you know that people actually want to go to church? They're hungry. They're thirsty. Did you know they really want to come to church? They want to come to a living church. They want to come to a church where there's living water. They want to come to church because they are thirsty and they are hungry. They are dying. They want a genuine relationship with God. And all of them, they really do want to come. What is your personal conviction? There's got to be a story about yourself that you can tell that. The second point of the sermon is, tell them about Christ. Your personal testimony is what means. Tell them about Jesus Christ. Your personal conviction cannot stop at your personal story. Because the story isn't about you. It's about how God touched your life. It's about how Jesus made a difference. Your own experience has to point to Jesus, has to point to the cross, and exactly what he did on the cross. In other words, what people hear from you is not only what happened to Ben, not only what happened to you, Janet, not only what happened to all of you. What they finally want to have is this face-to-face encounter, their own personal encounter. That is the goal of the mission. If we look at today's passage, that is exactly what happens to this American woman. She goes back to her town and tells them what happened to her. She tells them all the things that Jesus said to her. She was not the best candidate for missions. If our church wants to send a missionary to or an evangelist somewhere, do you think we would support a woman like this? Let's take a look at her background. She had, guess how many husbands she had? Okay, our homework for the youth group is reading John chapter 4. She had five husbands. And another man that she's living with, who's not a husband. During the time of Jesus, a woman was not the most ideal candidate to be a witness or a testimony. In the court of law, their testimony was not even heard. It was not even considered. And she knew herself so well that she had to get water from the well during a hot mid-afternoon when no one goes to get water. It's too hot. In the desert, it's too hot. None of the women go to the well and get water. They go early in the morning or in the evening. That's why she was there all by herself while other women came. In a cooler time. She was very surprised that she could find in John chapter 4. She was very surprised that this Jewish man spoke with her because Jews looked down on Samaritans. Remember the sermon from the retreat, from our summer retreat on the joint service? What did the speaker talk about? Maybe the Samaritan woman, right? Or not the woman, the Good Samaritans. Let's talk about the Good Samaritans. Samaritans were the what? They were the mixed blood. Mixed blood people in Israel that eventually committed idolatry against God and started interbreeding. Interracial marriage back then didn't simply mean that they were marrying another race. That was not a problem. Ruth, look at Ruth. that's not the problem. But the deeper problem was idolatry. It meant that over time, they were mixing their religious beliefs with other cultures, with other religious beliefs. You can find in some of the families, one person, mom is Buddhist, some is a Catholic, and all kinds of religions. That is what God did not want. That is why God called Israel unfaithful in the Old Testament. So Jews, this is exactly why the Jews looked down on them and considered them an unclean race. Jesus was wise. He didn't go directly into the Samaritan town and preach to them, but he spoke gently with this broken woman and gave her living water. In fact, this personal encounter that this woman had with Jesus was so powerful and life-altering experience, what did she leave at the well? What did she leave? She went to the well with a bucket. What did she leave there? She left the bucket. Why? She left the water jug. Why? She was so excited to go back to her town and tell them, I found living water. I found living water. I don't thirst anymore. I don't need this bucket anymore because my thirst is quenched. She tasted the living water, and her personal encounter changed forever. Do you want your friends and family to experience this living water at this church? Do you want them to experience that? Do you want Formosa Church of Orange County to be a place where the living water is gushing out every Sunday? When you all, then you all, everyone, every one of us, we have to have this deep personal experience with Jesus Christ and quench your spiritual chores. That way your friends and family will see that you thirst no more. That you thirst no more. What happened next? The Samaritans who heard this got excited and asked for Jesus. Jesus stayed with them for 2 days. And the Bible says that many came to him and believed. And what did they say to the Samaritan woman? Let me read for you verse 42. They said to the woman, it is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this indeed is the Savior of the world. See, now they had this personal encounter with Jesus Christ. It's no longer your testimony. I start believing that, but now I truly believe because of Jesus Christ. Your personal testimony might be exciting. Your personal experience might bring someone to tears. You may testify of Christ effectively, and maybe even move people's emotion. But there's nothing that can replace Jesus. It is my sincere desire and my prayer that you don't just trust in my words or your parents' words. I hope you are not trusting in the words of a famous speaker or just a popular preacher. It is my sincere desire that you believe what you believe because of what Jesus Christ did for you and what he's saying to you. And I also hope and pray for the people out there ministering in Jesus Christ. I can't speak Taiwanese, but I would love to hear the personal story of everyone here. What did Jesus do for me? I would love to listen to everybody's personal story. You know, God is writing a story. He's writing a story for you, every single one of you. And it's a very personal story. And I want your story to be a living proof. Living proof of a living God. Remember when we visited UCLA? Yeah, I still can't forget that young lady. She was singing praise with the other two guys. I still can't get that image out of my mind. Remember what she said? She came up to us. We're just people walking. She came up to us, handed us a flyer, and she said, Jesus did so much for us. Remember that? Jesus did so much for us. Come and hear what he did. Come here and hear what he did. Imagine what would happen if all of us shared that with our neighbors. I think we have to have second and third service here. 5,000. And I hope that's what we can do. That the proof of living water is through your personal testimony, and let people see and experience living water here at our church. Amen.
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 那伊要咧主人一遍，搁一遍去找人。当主人去找时阵，你注意看，主人无互伊个背景，无你感觉捌过葡萄。哦。主人甲看着人徛伫遐，无问背景，无看枝叶，讲恁那边恁个人。啊！伊过好工时，就叫伊入去葡萄园做工。伊个主人真慷慨，敢毋是？无亲像咱若要请一个工人。哇！咱问讲，你敢有相片？我看你做啥好歹歹，问安尼佫无放心。你敢有电话？后摆咱拍问看卖，也是较早你做，到底是真正像你讲个安尼无？但是即个主人真慷慨，伊若愿意，就请伊入来做工。因为即个葡萄园是大甲比超过你所想象，即、這个葡萄园伊个大。伊个工作是做袂完，所以主人一遍搁一遍去找工。即、這个比如即个故事，第二十二世纪的许多，就是你甲我所代表的意义是啥？讲到即个葡萄园是代表目标即个世界，上帝呼召咱入去葡萄园，只要有人愿意，主人会邀请咱下礼拜做工。这是主人的意思。这个故事原本在这就应该结束，但是无打算。在暗时休工的时阵，才发生一个意外，就是第一本里面做工的人，因伫遐发生去。伊啊，主人嘛来讲，讲阮规天伫遮做工，日头遮尔大，后来的才做一点钟，日竟然互因阿外是领同款的钱。你知影，伫耶稣的时代，一个查甫人，伊的收入就是因全家规家靠一工啊，的足重要的一个来源。若无这个收入，伊一工点菜就无物件食。所以人想象，事实上，这辈人是应该是上幸福的，就是泡在六点，伊才出去路边等，无偌久，无人讲来，你来做工。换一句话讲。伊已经放心，是啊，伊今日伊已经赚有工钱，会当当起买物件，互伊厝人食。但是即群人，伊咧收工时阵，煞埋怨主人讲伊无公平。事实上，主人一开始甲伊讲好势，你入来，我互你工钱。主人会照伊所应允的，伊工钱付互伊。伊安尼讲，朋友啊，我无亏欠你。我家己所讲的个工，不是一钱分吗？主人无亏欠人，总是一群人都卖我主人。另外一种是介后一批，因原本是真啊失，已经真失望的人，但是无打算，等伊准备要转家时阵，竟然主人来找伊讲，恁嘛入来做工。已经天要亮，日头要亮山，竟然还阁有机会去做工，因欢喜到袂顾钱，也无问工钱偌济，因随时就入去开始做工。因为知影，不管偌济，无期下也好，工时。所以后来等于拿着工钱的时阵，因竟然发现，因所领的工钱，就是甲第一批工人所领的工钱都唔同款。伊个心中有讲袂出感觉，但是正文即个故事，你知葡萄园外表看起来，让人感觉这是一个真水的所在，是一个真丰收的所在。现在看到工人出出入入，看伊也真无闲，总是知影内底竟然是一个生物谷，是暗潮汹涌。伫内底竟然有发生一款，伫外口完全看袂出。第一批工人，伊家己来做因资深，伊透早就开始做工。伊感觉伊做工是比其他人较侪。看到上尾仔来人，毋是嫌伊动作慢，就是嫉妒伊。愈做愈无欢喜，甚至消极，无要做工。到尾仔连主人也埋怨，但是最后一批入来工人。因想着家己原本的光景， 是无五万，也是既然咧离开后诶某们，因有机会最高，因愈想愈感恩，想着主人对因诶好，就愈做愈尽力。伊不管别人安那愈骂伊，别人安那甲伊招牌，伊拢无要关心。伊刚才讲伊会当最高是上帝恩典，念念念头是上界热诶时阵，伊心内交一个念头：主人对我遮尼好，我会报答。这两个工人有差别无？真大的差别。一个工人，一种工人，伊会记主人的恩典，主人予伊讲，你入去来收过去，伊就尽力也来收过去。但是另外一种工人，透早入去时阵真欢喜，但是看到一批人、一批人入来，开始心内开始不足。伊想着家己、甲别人，伊开始伫遐比较。先啊，这个人这么厉害，先啊，因主人对伊遐好，伊才跟咱的心开始比较的时，开始伊遐嫉妒的时，咱的心已经歪错。当咱歪错的时阵，咱已经袂记哩上帝好，咱就开始嫌面头软，一到尾嫌主人那么准备青草地给咱哩，做无两个看别人做安尼，无顺咱来比，来批评，来伊嫌，伊才会赶出去。但是，你看到这两种工人，一个是感恩，一个是埋怨。今日主人要问咱一个问题：，但是，即阵当咱伫无能做工的时，你是常常埋怨，还是心存感恩？以上这个问题真重要，刚才你捌注意过？伫这个比如的头前甲后壁，拢共一句话在结束。各位，就是安尼，伫后面的买伫后前，伫后前的买伫后边。姊妹，你可能做清楚，主的话是咧讲啥？这个比如还佫一个背景，就是伫咧修行的时，拄拄啊雨雨季咧来，咱知影雨若一来，这无修行的花朵。检测会受损害，雨淋了检测雨就会变质，失去旁边就无见办。这就是主人是安怎这么热切，对透早到天要日头要落山，伊还搁伫遐找工人，因为烧火就是到时间要晒土才办。会当烧火的时间所准已经无济。第二次世界大战结束了后，咱在迄阵美国、苏联伫遐冷战，啊，拢伫遐储存核子的武器。芝加哥大学的杂志，啊，即个当时上较出名科学家，其中包括19个诺贝尔得主。伊伫1947年，伊创设一个时钟，我头日捌听过，叫做末日时钟。这个时钟是咧用啥？伊是就是研究整个国际局势的发展。伊伫遐调整时间，若到迄个半暝12点，就是世界末日，就是发生大大事的时阵。伊从即66天，对1947年到今仔日66天，伊调21遍，总共调过21遍。最近一遍调整是2012年，伊讲即马时间。剩半暝啊，跟剩5分钟。这个时间这么短短，这个世界你知有偌济医生还未解决？伫比利时有一个机构，这个机构已经超过100天，是真重要、真有权威一个研究机构，是 Union of International Association。因研究了后，发出一个报告。啊，这个报告还叫做 Encyclopedia of World Problems， 就是世界全球性问题到底有偌济？这内底研究包括温室效应、这粮食的欠缺、艾滋病、种族的战争、经济的问题等等，因总共列出来有偌济问题，你知无？这不是问题，这是到即马都无法度解决的问题。因总共算了后，12,203人。这问题是无法度解决，连人国科学家承认讲，因束手无策。而且问题不是靠科技、靠教育、靠教育、靠法律来当解决， 追根究底，所有的问题追根究底都跟人有关。到尾才知影，才发现这个根源是出自人的自私罪性，这问题唔然无解决，是愈来愈多。因为什么会当真正改变人生？什么真正能改变人生？那就变化所运用的，只有耶稣的福音会当真正改变人生，它会真正满足人的需要。因为咱会当做工的时间是属于上帝的，咱的教会若到即马还阁安于现状。要搁讲说个，咱家己有一天，我发现咱有一天变做变的时阵，咱免咱高兴。你准备换一句话讲，咱来把握介个机会，咱来尽力来为主做搁较大个事，做搁较重要、搁较大个事来回应上帝呼召。咱从教会时代讲一句话，伊讲世界是我的教父 ，The world is my parish。我们凯瑞嘛，咧讲一句话，伊讲为上帝多么大事，为主来成就大事。什么是大事？伊路加福音十六章第十节，伊讲人伫上小的事、上小的事中心，咧伫上大事业中心，伫上小的事不义，伫大事也不义。伫主的眼中，小事是大事的基础。大事是小事的位置，大事意思两种，第一个就是会当继续持续与恒专心来做好一件小的代志，当你小的代志一直做做久了，有一天会变做大，变做大事。第二，一间教会我都做大事，但是一间主要间教会合作会会当为主做大事。就你刚才 ，Mexico 这个 El Niño 这个宣告，这个宣告就是安尼来开始。这个告，这个宣告是对 Irma 这个美国人叫做教会，因发现伫巴拉卡利福尼亚 Mexico 的所在有一群真善良的人，因为水因伊个厝来，因水中个厝来规划因无地段。所以搬到台湾人当兵，一个真砖卡苦业的所在，伊就开始啊房啊、石头啊安尼堆，安尼拍起，安尼堆一间厝，安尼了后，人愈来愈侪住伫遐，后来变做一个美丽一个镇。马德提里上班去遐参观过，伊看过了后，伊讲，我去过世界真侪角落，台湾人这个所在是我看过。上界善良的所在其中一个，即个二万中个教会，即个当家的姊妹，伊也参考，是即个伊也祈祷了后，伊发现，伊无多，伊教会无多，必然来帮助所有，无无多解决伊所有问题。伊一个感动，伊中个时间用掉，伊就是肯定伊那事情，这就是伊的 mission statement。He will change the life of a child through the gift of education. Build a relationship with a child in their union. 伊用金钱，用伊的时间来帮助这个世界，佮用伊的囡仔补习、补助伊一班伊的学费、伊的需要、制服、鞋仔、背包、背包等等。一个囡仔一班费用是130块。人大学去学费较贵，一个人一年要1200块。以前伊对2000年开始，现在一开始做，只是为囡仔开始。但是做到今年已经13年，去年2012年，我去参加，我看到真侪教会参加做袂去，我看到1200个囡仔围伫迄个所在。看到伊摕着伊个诶背包，早前个新个诶只个分享，欢欢喜喜倒去伊个厝，要开始一个新个梦。咱个教会，咱目前咱是赞助六个，叫做中医校个囡仔，互伊上学去。个姊妹，我做爸不叫，请你为这个事干好个。我相信咱有搁较济困难来帮助只个囡仔，敢毋是？ 咱若有加一寡空隙，兼再来当利用更较侪个囡仔，甚至咱再用其他个计划来帮助当地教会甲社区。如果你捌机会，我邀请大家，会当做伙来参加。而且下个明年有意思，就是个立波文，是咪？鼓励大家，咱 start from you， 你从细项个代志，咱来做起。专心来做，有一天会来改变你的社区，甚至改变墨西哥更加侪个所在。第二个是，我希望甲你讲话 ，The Kingdom of God is higher。我希望你若愿意，邀请你做伙来，咱做伙来。今日我感谢你，我今日提个敬拜。我有机会听到两个信息，就是撒玛利亚人、古利人的故事，加普通的故事。提醒我，这个文件是特定的话，特定的话。我有机会也有机会来多谈这个文件。感谢你，我有机会听吧，客气也说一下，阿弥陀佛。